what I want to talk about today is basically to give you a very brief version of a bunch of research that are on learning that's relevant to pretty much any learning situation. And this really comes out of the findings from three rather sometimes overlapping, but sometimes quite different areas of research in cognitive psychology, classroom studies, and brain research. And particularly in the last couple of decades, there's been a lot of advances in these three areas that really come together and to give a very nice, coherent, consistent picture about a number of basic elements that are important for learning and how people learn. And so the purpose of this talk is just to kind of give you some sense of a distillation of the basic ideas from this. So what I'm going to cover is first just give a little background context and kind of set a context of the most effective learning situation people have ever measured, and then cover some of the general features that are important for learning, looking at retention, some basic issues of the brain in motivation first, then issues of the brain involving retention, limits on working memory, and then more general findings of just relating to the understanding of learning as really development of the brain, and then looking at what people have seen about the most effective ways to achieve that and various elements that are quite important to take into account, like prior thinking and the general mental framework. Now, just to give you a little history on this talk, and one of the challenges is actually this came into being because we have a series of talks through the Science Education Initiative, and one of the people in biology education had to back out the last minute, and I've been working with the teaching learning fellows on this, covering a lot of these basic aspects of learning, and I figured, you know, we've been talking about this, and I thought, well, why not just go ahead and I'll just jump in and give a quick talk on this. The problem is then I scheduled the talk, and then I actually looked at what I wanted to cover and realized it was really a challenge because, in fact, the area was bigger than I could reasonably cover in an hour, and also there were a whole bunch of just kind of different topics.